to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, and I'm here with the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing great, Doug. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I'll tell you what, Chuck, we have got to get on these candidates, don't we?
Yeah, man, I tell you, usually by the time we call them, even if we call them 2 or 3 hours later, I mean, they've talked to 6, 8 people.
It's crazy.
That's not including the emails they're getting and the, by the time they're talking to somebody on the phone, they're ready to get going.
Yep.
And so, you know, the faster, you know, because you could have the same offer or the better offer, but they get so bogged down that they want to filter through what they already have on their plate. And then, you know, basically, you know, we tell people, hey, filter through those, send me a text, send me an email, tell me what would better your situation. We'll see if we have it. If we do, we'll let you know. If we don't, we'll let you know.
Well, that's why it's so important for those of you that are our clients and those of you that are interested in working with us. It is imperative that you strike while the iron's hot. If you spend like 48 hours deliberating the strengths and weaknesses of a candidate before you contact them, then there literally have been half a dozen other people that probably have reached out to them while you're waiting to decide what you're going to do.
Right. And I want to put a disclaimer. I mean, just I want to separate the. So we're not saying call and sign them. We're saying call them, you know, with the information, call them, you know, get on the phone. I mean, you know, find out, you know, if it's a fit and then you can work from there. But I mean, I'm seeing groups all the time. They're not calling people for 4 days a week or whatever. And then they call and then they tell us, well, they're not calling me back. That's because, you know, they're on down the road.
They
you
have know, set they, the tone for the relationship.
Yeah. Well, they may come back around, but it's going to be a new presentation. You know, it's not going to be a, you know, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and review that one, you know, and the faster, you know, the faster everything, the process moves, you know, the more likely it is for you to get assigned.
Sure. But I think that a lot of times people think that that people only look at one opportunity at a time. Like, I know that whenever people are dating, sometimes they're like, I'm only dating exclusively this one person. I rest assured, I am almost 100% certain that there, unless it's a very specific location, you are not the only person that the candidates are talking to. In fact, we had a couple of candidates that came in within the last 24 hours through our website, and they literally went through all of our jobs that are posted on our site and applied one of them, I think, to 6 and another one to 4 of the opportunities. And man, they are moving and shaking. And when people are decision makers, it's time to get going, Chuck.
Yeah, when everything lines up, when they've gotten help from the hospital, you know, and they're recruiting and they can pay at a competitive level, then, you know, they have plenty of radiologists to interview. Sure. And then they can pick. But if, you know, all that stuff has to work, you know, has to work together.
You know, there's a lot to be said for putting your best foot forward, though, and making a good opening pitch. Like, I think that a lot of times, and not that folks on the employer side are trying to lowball people, but they don't necessarily give them their best offer, and they assume that everybody else is kind of playing the same game. But if you're playing a game, you're probably going to be playing musical chairs, and you're going to be the one that's left standing when the music stops. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, the groups are better to find out what the market is and to figure out how to get to the market level, because, I mean, with the remote, you know, everything is going to the you know, they're going to be paid this pretty much the same. I mean, there's not, you know, if anybody's, because if you're remote, you don't have to, I mean, you can live in any beautiful tropical paradise, you know, San Diego, you know, whatever, Florida, and you can work in all the, you know, Midwestern states or whatever with the remote. And it's just, you know, it's a different age. And so they're not really going to be competing on the monies. They're, a lot of them are competing on the monies right now. You know, and again, too, there's, everything has value. If you say, hey, I want to work 3.5 days a week, well, that is great, but you're probably not going to get top RVU, you know, for that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a trade-off. But if you, you know, if you want to work, you know, Monday through Friday and 12 weekends a year, you know, you're going to get top RVU. But the factors that are separating these groups now are like call centers, PAC systems, you know, the flow, you know, the and the paper RVU. I mean, that's literally all you need to know is the paper RVU and figure out what you got to do. If there's any benefits worth any cash, like retirement and, you know,
well, let's talk about that for a second. So for the pay per RVU, what are you seeing as a general average for day shift?
$45.
I was going to say $45 is, I mean, that's 2 months ago, old road.
Yeah. Two months ago, that was really good. I mean, now it's, I mean, this is changing month by month.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, so $45 was like, wow, that's really good for day shift because, you know, but what happens is everybody has to project. You don't have to, but you have to project like where do you think the market's going to be in like 6 months, a year, because, you know, these remote radiologists, they'll sign a year, 2 year contract with a 90 day out clause. Well, if you pay them, you know, $42 an RVU right now, you know, then, you know, 6 months down the road, they can get 50, and guess what? They're going to go get it. I mean, it's going to cap out. It's going to cap out probably for about $60 an RVU for the radiologists and maybe 70, 75 for the groups. I mean, I know there's companies that get, you know, big, you know, 85 and 90, but I mean, you've got too many people, too many radiologists that are not getting that would love to have closer to 70. You know, or if they just made 60 on their part, 60 is very high. I mean, you have to get 60 plus, you have to work for, you know.
You got to either pump out the RVUs or you got to work overnight.
Overnight, level one trauma, complex cases, you know, just it's a brutal job. You know, some people like it and want to do it, but that's where the 60 to 63 RVUs are. You know, I'll tell you, we're not really having trouble finding overnight radiologists, but I'll tell you what's starting to compete with that is now all schedules go for all shifts. Like everybody loves the 7-on-14 off overnights. Well, if they like the overnights, I mean, I don't think anybody really just digs it because it's overnight. There may be a few, but they like that schedule. It's working 17 weeks and you're off 34. So, but now you've got those in the swing shift and you've got those in the day shift.
That is a wild development too, man, because that 7-on-14 off for a day shift thing. I mean, that's something that I have not seen until the last 3 or 4 months. So people are doing what it takes to get the candidates.
Right. And if I was a radiologist, you know, I would take advantage of the, you know, the pay from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Sure.
Those, because it's later and it helps those groups out there on the East Coast later and they're willing to pay more and, you know, and all that good stuff. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, you know, they're malpractice. I mean, we know tons of radiologists. I don't know any of them. And I say tons, I mean, hundreds. You know, if not thousands, but I don't know. I mean, there's the occasional person that gets hammered in a lawsuit and, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, I just don't know anybody that, you know, like, for example, that has worked in Pennsylvania. You know, they say that the malpractice is terrible there and you'll get, you know, it's just all the buzz that's going around and all these radiology websites. Because, I mean, how many people, radiologists, do you know in Pennsylvania that have worked there for years, don't have any problem, and are just making a killing.
Right. I mean, it's I know that you mean that rhetorically, but there's, you know, the folks that people are sticking. I mean, we have placed a lot of remote guys. Used to, remote folks would hop jobs. I mean, like every the second that they got a dollar more per RVU, well, they were out.
That's because they were working from $32 professional, and it started rising like a, you know, skyrocket into, you know, then the next week is $40 an RVU and on and on and on until, you know, so yeah, of course, I mean, that's a big change.
But I'm seeing a lot of the folks that we're signing for these remote gigs, they're staying for years now rather than months, which is, yeah, I mean, that's right. Great.
But why are they staying? They're staying because they have call centers. They're staying because they have they're upgrading their systems.
The PAC systems.
Yep. They're, you know, they, and here's the big one that nobody, you know, for all these years, you know, radiologists, you know, go to the hospital, say, hey, you know, we want this or whatever. And the hospital basically is like, you know, we'll just find another group. I mean, that's just kind of the attitude. Well, that's not there today. And so it's really worth, you know, I tell the groups that we work with, it's really worth, you know, since they're off site, the radiologists, it's really worth having like a PR person, you know, whether it's just an admin person, whoever. You don't have to hire anybody specifically, but just somebody with a nice, bubbly personality, you know, that's professional and intelligent. Contact them, hear their, you know, what they're, you know, basically show them you care. I mean, I know it's not been like that and nobody likes to do that, but if, you know, the investment to recruit, bring somebody on, it's worth checking on your investment, making sure they're happy, because if you're not talking to them and addressing their concerns, not saying you have to give them the farm, you can be rest assured that there's many other people telling them how green the grass is on the other side.
Sure. Well, and I mean, how many times people wait until someone is walking out the door to make a counter offer? And sometimes they get them to stay, but more times than not, they don't, because if it took that much to get them to even be aware that there was a discrepancy or something that needed to change, then a lot of times people are, they're just more interested in moving in a different direction. But man, that is a great piece of advice though, just to have someone that has that caring, bubbly personality that just checks in with people, man. And I think that when you consider the cost of vacancy, having another staff person that, fit that personality type would pay dividends.
I will say that the things and the changes in the market right now that, you know, in defense of a lot of the groups that wait till the last minute to do a counteroffer, it's because, I mean, here's the process. You know, hey, they go to the hospital, we need more money. Actually, we're talking to groups that are on their second round of negotiating, second round of stipends. And so what happens is they lose a guy, they go to the hospital, say, hey man, we're really pinched now. We lost this guy and, you know, we can't afford to recruit, you know, you got to help us. And then when the hospital starts feeling the pinch, then they start doing something. But sometimes it's, you know, I mean, if the stipend's good enough, it's not too late, because you can recruit in this market if you're paying, you know, market or above. If you want to do it faster, you got to pay above, or at least incentivize to where they can get above. And also just being, you know, throwing, everything has value, like I said. So like just being able to hop on the list. I mean, they're on a schedule, but being able to hop on the list
and just pump out some reads. Right.
Yeah. Just knock the stack down a little bit, like an hour before the kid goes to school or whatever, you know, people seem to really like that. We're seeing radiologists, they want to commit to the bare minimum and they want to control their schedules. So they know they can make the money, but they want to commit to the bare minimum with the opportunity, you know, to knock it out of the park if they want to work, you know, the whole month or something. And so that's kind of what we're seeing, you know, a lot of these groups being successful, you know, and there's all these, you know, rules and I get the scheduling, you have to schedule and all that, but
But more. I know that we harp on the cost of vacancy a lot, and we harp on, making sure that you get someone in a timely manner. But really, at the end of the day, the folks, I talked to somebody the other day that was absolutely unaware of the current recruiting market, and they were just thinking, I don't know that I want to pay a fee to recruit. And I was thinking, you haven't tried to look on your own for very long then yet, because if you look at, insert the job board of your choice for the past month, there are some of the larger organizations that literally are posting hundreds of jobs that aren't that great, that's bumping everybody else's opportunities to the bottom. So you have to have an organization like Summit that represents your opportunity, especially when we've got relationships. We've got 26,000 plus radiology candidates in our database that we've farmed over the last 20 years. And we know, I've heard you say it dozens of times, Chuck, we know where the bodies are buried and we know what people are looking for, and we can get your opportunity out to a lot of people really quickly.
We're basically just market educators, because we don't really, I mean, out of all these years we've ever recruited, I mean, just, you know, we're not trying to close people down to get them to, you know, to go to this job because it's the best job in the world and we're going to get, you know, it's going to benefit us. I mean, that's why we're in the business, of course. But, you know, we're basically, there's so many jobs, there's so much information about each job. You know, we have kind of started leaning toward just getting accurate information, both sides, about the candidate or about the job, you know, to the appropriate people, and then let them decide, because they have so many choices. You know, it's almost like whenever they started selling cars on the internet, you know, people were like, I'm not, you know, buying a car on the internet. And they're like, no, we're not selling a car on the internet. And then now all of a sudden you can buy a car without even talking to anybody.
Sure. I mean, have it delivered to your house.
Yeah.
With 100% online.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now I want to say something about the cost of vacancy, because we did the numbers on that. And if you just do the flat in numbers, I mean, it's astronomical, but where they're making up for that and how they're paying for that is not necessarily in dollars, even though they are, but they're paying for it in time, because you have five radiologists. That
is absolutely accurate.
Doing the work of 10 radiologists. And so, yes, they're happy. They're making money. But, you know, as we have seen over and over and over, I mean, there is an end to that road.
Sure.
And, it's just whether they make a lot of money or whether they just get tired of the grind. And most radiologists that are working a lot like that are not doing it by choice. Now, the jobs are switching around and they're getting competitive with the market. And, you know, there's probably about, I don't even know if it's 10% of the market, maybe I'd say 5% of the radiology candidates that are looking, that want, you know, that are like, hey, I want to be able to, you know, read 90 RVUs. I want this much per RVU, but also I want, I'm reading 120 RVUs right now, and, you know, I want to be able to do that. I don't want to be limited. You know, because now we're starting to see where the RVU rate is going up to where I don't know for a fact. And I talked to somebody that is getting $68 an RVU, and they were heavy, heavy hitters. And I mean, 100, 120 RVUs a shift, interventional person. And they,
that's a decent chunk of change right there.
Yeah. Well, they're making over seven figures easy every year for many years, but then something happened and they're looking for a job. And so they found this, you know, the highest RVU, but the organization that they work for is not pumping them any more than at the most 50 RVUs per shift. And they can't get any more work than that. They're just giving them, divvying it out equally. And, you know, whatever, they're getting 50 RVs per shift. And so, I mean, I guess if you don't want to do much, that's good. But if you want to, you know, if you want to crush it, I mean,
You have an RVU based job, that's probably not fantastic to only get to do 50 RVs a shift. So,
Yeah, well, it's, you know, every day I think, you know, something's going to happen. I mean, not negative, but like, you know, it's going to pan out. I mean, I literally feel like that we're just at the very beginning of what's, you know, going on. Everybody talking about AI, this and that. That's great. I mean, come on with it, man. Anything that could help would be great.
Sure.
You know, it takes 10, 12 years to, you know, from high school or, well, way longer than that. Yeah, about 10, 12 years from high school, maybe 14 to graduate a radiologist, you know?
Sure.
So.
Well, I just, you know, speaking of helping out, like one of the things that I've seen recently is we know we've had a couple of candidates that have said, hey, listen, we'd like to make a little bit more, but we're willing to work every single weekend. And groups that wouldn't necessarily consider someone that was wanting to piece together a shift like that hear, hey, they're going to work every weekend. That's going to actually give our guys that are boots on the ground here some weekend freedom. And so that quality of life helps out in that aspect. The folks that are doing things outside of the box are the ones that are getting their needs met.
Well, that's a good point that you bring up, because if somebody says, if you ask them what they're doing and what they want to do, it does not change after that conversation. If they say, I'm, you know, they're Superman doing 100 RVUs, but they have to do it, so they don't really want to do it. You don't know if it's true or not. I mean, probably some is, some isn't, but, you know, but if they tell you, you know, how many do you want to do? And they go 60, 65, then if the job is not that, and then I wouldn't hire that person, because they're not going to do any more. They're not going to stretch to do an 80, you know, if they're not already, you know, they're going to do 60, 65. And, you know, I guess where that number comes from exactly, but, most of the groups are like around 80. But see, there's differences though, because depends on if there's a level one designation on any of the hospitals for trauma. Sure. It you know, the complex cases. I mean, you've got a lot of these smaller 12, 15 dot groups that cover these like smaller hospitals. Things are not complex. They've got a really efficient setup, you know, and they're just able to buzz through. Like we've got the California group. I mean, it's 80 RVUs, but I mean, they can, you know, and it's a culture. Everybody in that group is able to do that, but they're doing it in 5 and 6 hour shifts.
Sure.
And so, I mean, that, if I did the math, you break that down, you know, that's $725 an hour, you know, is what they're basically making. But it still boils down to the RVU. You can package it, you know, $700 an hour, you know, or whatever. It still boils down to, and that group paying about, you know, $50 an RVU for that shift. So,
but well, that's like anytime anybody says, when I'm asking, what are you wanting to make? And they say anything, you know, like, usually $500 an hour, $600 an hour, $700 an hour. The question is always, how many RVUs per shift are you going to read, or per hour are you going to read to?
Yeah, they're going
to
have minimums. They're going to have if you get 500 an hour, they're going to want, you know, 10 RVUs an hour. I mean, that's just,
sure.
You know, give or take.
I mean,
you
really can make what you want to make if you're willing to work as much as it takes to make that amount. So,
right. I mean, everything is productivity. I mean, we still have groups that are, you know, that are case base that pay per case, but they still have it kind of figured out a little bit about what that equals for the RVUs. But, you know, and you can figure that out. There's not a perfect math formula, but, you know, if there's.
And I don't want to say that everybody is RV, because like today, I talked to a group that said we don't base our pay on RVUs. Everything is split equally among the partners. Sometimes you're going to read stuff that's going to take more time, sometimes not. But even in a situation like that, I know if you're not pulling your load, someone's going to have a conversation with you. That's just the way. You're not going to sit around and sip coffee and high five everybody while everybody else is working and make the same amount.
Well, the market has shifted so much that the radiologists have said, you know what? This is not my problem. Okay. They're basically saying, you know, the shift is going to it being the hospital's problem. And, but the thing that makes it so unique is radiologists are like herding cats. I mean, they, you know, if the hospital talks them into being employees, I mean, they either treat them fantastic and do not, you know, basically cross them, because the radiologists will always and always have gone back out. I personally think that the private group is going to, the private groups are going to start growing again. They're going to, instead of, you know, going all the private equity and, you know, just because every, I mean, remember way back when the HMOs in California, right? I mean, you've got Kaiser and you've got different ones, but, you know, they, I mean, everybody said, oh, there it is. You know, the whole medical system is changing, but it got, kept growing, growing, growing. Then it collapsed and it splinters.
And you know, it's, man, we've been doing this for a day or two, Chuck. We've seen organizations come and organizations go.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, is there any other opportunities that you wanted to highlight, or any other candidates that you wanted to talk about? Because I think that our countdown timer is getting close to the end. Is there anything you want to spotlight?
I didn't mean to talk this long. I'm ready to go.
All right. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out our website, www.hiresps.com. If you're looking for help or if you're looking for an opportunity, reach out to us. Numbers 817-483-4300. Thanks a lot and have a fantastic day.